You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm. On today's Best Deal Ever episode, I'm joined by Lucas Hall. Lucas is actually the chief landlordologist at Cozy.co, and he's the founder of Landlordology.com. He's been a successful landlord for over 11 years with dozens of happy tenants and a profitable income property portfolio. Lucas counsels thousands of managers every year, teaching them how to manage rentals, build wealth, and keep their tenants happy. Lucas, thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken. Well, I'm excited.
I'm stoked to have you on. You know, you and I actually haven't met yet in person or until today, but we were introduced to a mutual friend, Jaron Barnes, and I'm fairly familiar with the company that you work with and had heard of your website before, so I'm actually really excited to have you on the show and find out a little bit more about, you know, the website and what you guys do.
Thanks.
So take us back, I guess, before you started Landlordology, what were you doing? Were you in like the business world? How did you find yourself, you know, building the website that became so popular?
I was a government consultant in Washington, D.C. for about 10 years. And so I have a project management professional certification, which just means I can manage projects. And it's actually very difficult to get. But, you know, lots and lots of education and training. And I was a government consultant helping out some of the largest agencies like DOD and the Treasury Department and General Services Administration and helping them manage a lot of their technology. And that's great. It's a fantastic career and I actually loved it. But on the side, I started getting into real estate investing. And so I bought my first property in DC to impress a girl.
That's always a good reason, right?
Yeah. I had met her and we were seeing each other about once a week at some function. And I just happened to ask her one day, I said, you know, hey, how was your week? You know, what'd you do? She goes, oh, it was pretty good. I bought a house. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, she was 23, I think, at the time. And I thought to myself, she's smart and pretty. And how the heck did she do this? So I learned more and found out that she bought a property that she was going to live in and she was going to house hack it and find a bunch of roommates to live in with her who were going to pay her mortgage. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. You know, so I did the next logical thing to try to impress her. And I called up her sister, who was a real estate agent. And I said, I'd like to buy a house in her neighborhood that's just slightly bigger.
Nice.
And so I did. I was like 7 blocks away and I could practically walk to her place. And I did the exact same thing. I went and found, you know, 5 of my closest friends on Craigslist and just said, yeah, come live in this place. I'll rent a room to you and then you can pay my mortgage. And, you know, and I ended up living in that property for about 2.5 years where I paid at the end of the day with utilities and everything, I paid about $400 a month to live in my own property. So, that's how I got started. But, as I was learning how to rent all these rooms out, I realized, gosh, there was just nothing out there on the web that I thought could teach me without draining my bank account. You know, there were gurus out there who were more than happy to teach me, and there were lots of websites, but they were either outdated or they just weren't very pretty to look at. No offense to anybody who's listening, but I didn't find what I needed. So I had some background in web design too, and I thought, you know, I could do this. I could build something out there, and I could teach people. And I always felt like I had a heart of a teacher. So I just, moonlighted a job. And basically just while I was working full time as a consultant during the day, I was building landlordology.com at night and then built it and just started pouring my heart and my blood and sweat into this tool where I would write articles about best practices and everything I was learning and everything I was reading. I was just dumping what I could in there. And very quickly, it became very, very popular. So I knew I was on to something.
That's so interesting. So, I mean, it's a killer domain name. Did you have to buy it or was it you just happened upon it before somebody else figured out that it was available?
I did just pick it up before someone else did. So that was the beauty of 2012.
That's right. I swear, it's like every year you got to wonder how many good domains are scooped up. I mean, yeah. It's amazing. But that's a killer. It's a killer name. And so were you doing any... how are you driving traffic to this site? I mean, for it to gain steam as quickly as it did, what did you do?
Gosh, well, I didn't have any advertising dollars. I mean, I just basically thought, you know, I'm going to do what Google says. And I had read everything about search engine optimization. I went and found a really great framework, a WordPress framework through StudioPress, and just thought, well, they're setting me up to succeed, and I'm just going to pump in the best information I could find. And I was banking on Google rewarding good content. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I focused on writing well and focused on just generating content that people were going to share. And it worked. I mean, hands down, that is the absolute best way to get traffic. And, you know, if you're just creating link farms, or if you're just generating things just because they have keywords in it, like, Google is going to see right through that, and it's not going to reward you. But if you're generating content that is worth reading, then you will get on the first page very quickly.
Hmm. And so you saw pretty quickly that you were getting some pretty good organic search on your site. And how often were you blogging? Was this like a daily thing you were putting articles up? Or
I was doing about 2 a week. And so okay. One of the things that I thought, well, I could put on this website that I couldn't find elsewhere, you know, something that could differentiate Landlordology, was that what if I go and I read through all of the state statutes that regulate landlord-tenant law, you know, one by one, and why don't I try to summarize them? And what I'll actually do that other people hadn't is, instead of just claiming that maybe a notice to pay or quit is 3 days, or maybe the security deposit maximum is, you know, 2 months rent or something, instead of just claiming it, I'll actually link to the exact statute that says it. So if somebody doesn't believe me, they can just click on the link and go look it up. And what I had found about all these other websites that had tried to summarize state laws is they basically had gone to NOLO, you know, which is a popular legal website, and they just copied and pasted what they said. Well, you know, there's no credibility there. So anyway, I built a website that had all of the state laws summarized and then easily readable into an outline format, so you as a beginner landlord could learn what you're required to do in like a 5-minute read. And then you could actually click on the links and go look it up yourself in case something had changed or you wanted to actually read the real extended version. And that was something that very quickly got very popular. It was featured on the homepage of Lifehacker about 6 months after I started doing it. I hadn't even finished all the state laws yet. So it was just something that set me apart, and I thought people really loved it.
Man, it's one of those things. You're sort of gambling on your time. You think people are going to like it. You think it's going to be worth it. And sure enough, the gamble obviously paid off for you because you were going about it the right way. I mean, giving people information that they need and wanted. And the other cool thing about your site is that it's specific really for people that are buying and holding and renting real estate, where some of the other big websites out there, the Bigger Pockets of the world or the Creo Online, it's a little bit of everything, because, you know, real estate investing encompasses a lot of different things, where it seems like you honed in really specifically on landlording, right?
That's right. And you know, I love Bigger Pockets. I'm a member over there too. But what I found it difficult, and it's likewise for any large forums, is just it's a lot of information. It's like kind of trying to drink out of a fire hose.
Yeah.
So I wanted something that was just smaller, something that was more focused on buy and hold, as you said. And the reason I did that was, first and foremost, that's what I specialized in. That's what I knew. That's what I was passionate about. And I knew if I tried to do something I didn't really believe or live every single day, then I would fail because my heart wasn't in it.
Sure. Yeah, it was something you were passionate about. And I guess all the while, so you were working a full-time job doing the Landlordology on the side, and you were buying rental properties. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
So you were living. And then at what point did you quit your day job to do this full-time?
So that came along about a year after I had started Landlordology, and the traffic had shot up about 30 to 40% month over month. And I was being contacted by a number of different companies, but one of which reached out. It was Cozy, cozy.co. And Gino, the CEO of Cozy, called me up one day and just said, you know, hey, I love what you're doing. You know, we're doing the exact same thing. We're trying to help the rental industry nationwide, trying to improve that landlord-tenant relationship and make everybody better and more profitable and just improve it. And you're doing that through content. You're teaching people, and that's fantastic. But we're doing that through software. So we're doing the same thing. Let's partner up and see what we can do together. And I thought that was a great idea, because when I had originally learned about Cozy, it was just a few months prior, and Cozy Cozy is a company that makes software for landlords and property managers, and it's completely free. And one of the things that caught my eye was that they were originally seeded by Google, and Google said, we want to change the industry for the better, and we think you're the people to do it. So they provided the initial funding for it, and Cozy, who I work for and work with now, has been doing it for 3 years, and we've seen tremendous growth. So Landlordology became part of Cozy about 2 years ago, and since then, it has been the free content marketing and free education division of Cozy. So we teach people how to be profitable, ethical landlords and property managers, and then we also give them the tools to screen tenants and collect rental applications and collect online rent. And we do it, and that also is free. So we're truly just trying to change the industry here.
Unbelievable. So you were acquired by Cozy.co, not com, right?
That's correct.
Cozy.co. And so your site still exists on its own, landlordology.com, but it falls under the umbrella of Cozy.co.
That's right.
And you're still putting out free content. What sort of content are you guys putting out these days?
Oh, gosh. Some of our more popular content appeals to landlords and tenants. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff about, you know, those tricky situations, like what happens when you sell a property and the tenants are in there and they have a lease for the next 6 months, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I find it humorous, but some of our more popular content is how to get rid of roaches, you know, things like that, or the dark side of landlording.
Right.
But also we have some definitive guides that we've published, and some of which you can find on Amazon, and they just walk a newbie or even a moderate to experienced landlord through the best practices of a variety of topics. So we have one on how do you market with Craigslist? How do you find great tenants? How do you screen those tenants effectively? And we provide things like checklists and a step-by-step instructions. And then also we go through one of our more popular ones is actually the Landlord's Guide to Rent Collection. And we review about 25 different methods of collecting rent and the pros and cons of both. Of all of them. So, wow. You know, we walk through, and it's funny because most people can probably come up with about 3 or 4 different ways they might collect rent, but there's a ton out there and they all have, you know, goods and bads. And so, it's not just about the tools that Cozy provides, which in my opinion are the industry leading tools and I use them to manage my own properties, but it's also about teaching people to fish, you know, teaching people to be independent and able to grow their portfolios and not have to worry about the technology, because that's the easy part, right?
Sure.
The technology is just changing so quickly, and there's so many things out there that are like Cozy that are going to help you. So yeah, that's what we do.
I mean, that's funny. I'm on the site right now. I guess you guys get some contributions from outside bloggers, other industry experts, or is it all in-house on Landlordology?
On Landlordology, we certainly partner with other industry experts like you and Jason Hartman, and you know we do podcasts all the time. So yeah, I mean we certainly help and network that way. But we also have other bloggers like Jimmy Moncrief, who is one of our writers, and we have about 6 other writers who contribute their expertise. And so I've built a small team that each have their own special traits. Like Jimmy, for example, he's a great friend now, and he's just so experienced in the mortgage world. So he is actually a mortgage underwriter and he's an investor. So he kind of plays both sides of the desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he's allowed to actually underwrite his own loans, but
there's got to be a law against that somewhere.
There's probably a law, but yeah, but he knows it from both sides. So he's able to dump his information and dump his experience on, you know, how to finance properties. I mean, that's so critical. But we also have a industry leading do-it-yourself expert, and he, Chris, he's just fantastic. He'll teach you how to fix anything. You know, it's great. So if you want to save money on a plumber, you know, we've got articles about that too.
I love it, man. I'm on the site right now. It's funny. I knew of the site, but I've never spent a lot of time on it. And here, while we're in the middle of this podcast, I'm like surfing your site. I love it, man. There's so much good information on here for anybody that's a landlord. There is applicable articles in here to whatever you need, whatever your dilemma is, whatever education you want on landlording. It's definitely here. What I love too is the fact though that now you've kind of partnered up with Cozy, and I've heard of Cozy. In fact, Jason Hartman's told me about Cozy before in the past and talked about how great it was. but didn't have a lot of firsthand knowledge. So maybe talk a little bit about how Cozy works and how it benefits, you know, an investor that's managing a property on their own.
Absolutely. So Cozy is doing what we, as I said, doing what we were doing on Landlordology, except they're doing it through software. They're improving the landlord-tenant relationship across the country. So we have over 60,000 property managers using Cozy nationwide in every country or in every major city, and over 10,000 zip codes. So it truly is a nationwide product, and we have over 150,000 customers total. So we have a ton of tenants as well using it and taking it with them to new properties. But basically, the way it works is that a landlord or property manager can sign in or sign up and then add some information about a property or a unit, and then use it to market that listing, market that unit. They can use it to find applicants. They get a beautiful website or beautiful page all about that property with an application built right into that. And that application is accessible via any device. For example, a good little story I love to tell is that I actually had a listing about a month ago, and I had this woman who was just real sweet, and she came by, and she, you know, she was probably in her mid-20s, and she was super excited about the place, and she was just in town for a night, you know, to check out places, and she fell in love with my apartment, and then she's like, I gotta jump on this, right? I mean, this is probably gonna go fast. I said, well, I actually have another group trying to apply. And so she said, all right, we'll jump on it. You know, so she gets, takes the bus home, you know, to wherever she's living or staying. And, she fills out the application while on the bus on her iPhone. And she's able to submit a credit report and a background check that goes with it. So, I get all of her information all at the same time. And it's all right there. I mean, it's a full credit report. It's a full background check. And it's all of her application and income and employment and reference history and all that, all there. And then I can look at it for the first time when it's truly complete. You know, so I save myself hours going back and forth and trying to get all this information. And I didn't even have to click a mouse or log in anywhere. It's just all right there in my Cozy account. But best of all, the best part about this story is she had two roommates who weren't with her. And she said, and she emailed them and said, we got to jump on this if we want it. And one of them just happened to be in Switzerland hiking the Matterhorn. And she was climbing a mountain, and she got this email, and she's in a different time zone. And this email was like, you need to do this right now. So they stopped for some food, and she was hiking this mountain, and she was able to apply to my rental property while hiking the Matterhorn.
Oh my gosh.
And sure enough, I got all the information from her. So, you know, the power of that type of technology is just amazing. So, they were able to do it, and they got the place, you know, and because of how quickly they could respond and how quickly Cozy was able to just give me all the information I needed. So, as a landlord myself, you know, I can take that, I can take all their information, I can review it. Cozy gives you some internal tools, that analyze their income. So as a group, you know, it looks at what the annual household income is and monthly household income, and then it compares it to industry standards of 2 to 3 times the monthly rent, and does all those calculations for you. So you never have to whip out a pen or paper. And then, if I like them and I want to accept them, I can dump them right into a rent collection and get them signed up. And so that they can pay rent automatically, or one-time payments with a credit card or bank statement or bank account. And all of that's free. I mean, it's truly, truly free for the landlord and property manager. And, you know, when I first got started, I was paying like $45 a month just to have rent collection, you know, and now I get all this other stuff, including full background checks and credit reports, and I don't pay a dime. So it's truly amazing. It's from application to move out, and it manages that whole process, including all the accounting that goes with it. So my tax attorney, or my tax accountant for every April, is just very, 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 very thankful that I'm able to print out all of my income from Cozy, and I don't have to think about it. You know, all the rent information is there. So truly, truly a full services software tool that anybody can use, whether you're managing your own properties or you're managing somebody else's properties.
What blows my mind is that it's free. I mean, because right now with the ability to use smartphones and leverage technology, I mean, it makes sense that somebody's out there providing this service for landlords. You would expect that somebody would have all these tools. but I wouldn't expect that you would have all these tools for free. That's just what's ridiculous. So there's got to be a catch. So what's the, there's a revenue model there somewhere, right?
There is a revenue model, and we're doing well. And the revenue model is that if a landlord or a property manager requests a credit report or a background check, the tenant pays for that. So the tenant will log in, and when they're applying for the property, they will actually just pay for the two reports. And at immediately, when the data comes back from our from Experian and Checker, our two providers, the and it's usually very instant. I mean, within 30 seconds or 60 seconds, that information is shared instantly with the tenant and the landlord. So everybody gets it at the same time. It's completely transparent. And it also alleviates a lot of the problems that you typically have with screening tenants. Like one, a landlord traditionally, according to many state laws, has to keep all of that sensitive information in a locked file cabinet behind a locked door, and they have to keep it for X number of years. Now, that problem is alleviated. A landlord doesn't have to worry about that at all, and it makes screening so much easier and just nicer. It's just a
better absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. You know, for years, I would get these applications and they'd have social security numbers, all sorts of sensitive information. I was like, man, I hate touching this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to get rid of it.
I have worked with thousands of landlords, over the years, and you would be amazed how many people, are just scared, so scared that somebody's going to break into their office or an employee is going to go through that and steal somebody's identity. I mean, it's truly an issue. But that is not a problem in Cozy. That information is secure behind bank level security. And to top it off, we've built a system with Experian. We actually flagship this system for them that they now market. But the social security number is never actually revealed to the landlord during the screening process. They're able to get all the information they need in order to evaluate that applicant. But if you take that applicant on as a tenant, that's when you'd probably want the social security number in case you need to file collections on them or something. But you certainly absolutely don't want the social security number of the 20 different applicants that you might have rejected, because what are you going to do with that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, what does the screening look like? Because there's a lot of different screening services that provide different types of information and even maybe give some input as, hey, I would approve them or I wouldn't approve them based on this. What sort of feedback do you get on your screening tools?
Oh, gosh. So the credit report is just amazing. I mean, to be honest, I've looked through and purchased almost every credit report from every credit screening company you can imagine over my 10 or now 11 years of landlording. So I've seen them all, and the majority of those reports look like a fax machine from 1979, spit them out and then send them to you in a PDF.
Right. You know, they're horrible.
They're horrible. And so we are a design first company. We hire some of the best designers in the industry and pay them very well. And what we've done is we tried to build a better looking and easier to read screening report than anything else out there. So when you go to, you know, when you see one of Cozy's credit reports, and you can actually see a sample on our tenant screening page on cozy.co, but you get not only the credit score and then where they sit with the majority of the United States, you know, in the population, but then my favorite thing is it not only breaks down how the debt is split up, but you know, it tells you what that goes towards. So it's so immensely critical when you're screening somebody. If they have $300,000 in debt, which is all some decision models tell you, that you need to know if that's, you know, if that's a mortgage, if that is medical debt because maybe they were in a car accident, they broke their back or something, you know, or is that mainly made up of auto loans and credit card debt and store cards and all these other things that are just horrible credit decisions. So I would certainly take somebody with $300,000 in mortgage or medical debt over somebody with $30,000 in credit card debt.
Right.
And a lot of credit reports don't make that easy to understand. They don't make it easy to figure that out. Whereas Cozy just makes it dumb easy. I mean, it's just right there. And then you can also see all the credit and trade lines for the last 2 years. So you could see what month they missed their last payment, or, you know, you can really get into the details. But then there's also the background check too, which is a standard national criminal, county eviction, sex offender, you know, eviction search, all that stuff. So it's all there, and the application information is all there. The best part that I love about it is just that I don't have to touch this screening process until I have all the information. There's none of this back and forth, and it saves me hours and hours and hours. So I can truly evaluate a group of tenants in about an hour, and I can get a lease out to them, you know, and so that's critical when they're looking at multiple properties. If I present them with a lease to sign, you know, they gotta either, you know, they gotta make a decision. You know, are they gonna keep looking and keep that appointment for next Saturday, or are they gonna sign with me? And oftentimes they'll take the bird in the hand rather than two in the bush, and it helps me retain, you know, retain tenants. So sure.
Now, are you able to send them the lease through the Cozy program as well, or is that outside? You know,
that is an upcoming feature. Actually, we're working on document management and document signing. So currently right now, what you do is you just tell Cozy about what your lease, how it's structured. And that's part of building this automatic rent collection system. Mm-hmm. So you would just say what the rent price is, what the deposit is, you know, what kind of money do you want to collect in through Cozy, and, you know, when it's due, how long your lease is, and Cozy will just set all that up so it's triggered when it's supposed to be triggered, and the tenant will participate with that, and it just puts rent collection on autopilot. So currently, no, you can't put your lease, your actual physical lease, in the Cozy, but that is upcoming very soon.
Unbelievable, man. Because you are exactly right. There's so many pieces and parts to typically going back and forth and doing faxing or emailing applications back. It's just so disjointed that to have it all in one place makes the landlord's, you know, job and process so much easier, but then to make it free as well is ridiculous. Hey, one other question too, because I remember looking at some services back in the day that would actually report. Do you guys do any sort of reporting, or is that a feature that's coming up anytime soon? Reporting in terms of like credit reporting for tenants that pay on time or don't pay on time?
We actually don't, but we actually take it a step better in a sense. So I'll give you a little background. There's mainly the biggest product out there that does that is through Experian. And we've worked with Experian. They're our provider. I mean, we love them, but we've worked with them and challenged them on a number of levels to actually show that reporting rent will actually increase credit scores.
Yep.
So, you know, and there hasn't been a lot of data to actually show that. I mean, there's been some studies, but in our opinion, nothing substantial. But what we do instead, rather than reporting that to lower the credit score, we'll actually keep the tenant's actual credit or actual payment history. I mean, as a landlord, I don't really, I mean, I care about the credit score, but the credit score is made up of 1,000 different factors. I mean, what is so much more valuable to me as a landlord is to be able to see an actual payment history. Mm-hmm. You know, for, I can go and I can call up the last landlord and say, hey, did they pay the rent on time? And they probably will tell me the truth, but it's a different story when a tenant actually applies and is able to say, hey, look at me. Here's all my information. And I've got 2 years of solid payments that I can prove because I've been using Cozy on my last property. You know, so these shareable profiles is something that we're actually getting ready to release, you know, this month. And it's something that a tenant can take with them and prove a real payment history. I mean, there's nothing more valuable than that to a landlord.
Well, I'm even thinking of the context of like we've done a lot of lease purchases over the years.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times you want to have a positive pay history to give to a loan officer 12 months or 18 months down the road to try to get them financing on the house. It's great. I've never found a really good solution for reporting that to the credit bureaus where it shows timely payments. But at the very least, yeah, like it's like you said, being able to share that with a loan officer and say, here's the proof that they've paid on time.
Right.
And they get, you know, some, especially if it's a lease purchase situation, they get positive credit towards that.
Right.
Purchase.
And I can tell you through the way Cozy sets up automatic rent payments, I've been using Cozy for 2 years since Landlordology was acquired, and I have not had a single late payment in those 2 years. I have 18 tenants. And I mean, I know it's not hundreds of tenants, but it's 18 tenants, most of which are millennials. And I have not had a single late payment. In fact, they love it. They actually, the last tenant I had that just moved out May 31st, she was moving on, and she said, hey, Lucas, do you know of anybody else in the area that uses Cozy? And I said, well, I know a lot of people, but I don't know if they have vacant properties. And she's like, I really want to find a place that's using Cozy. And I thought, wow, that is a deal breaker. I mean, that's a game changer when tenants are looking for properties that because of the software that they use, not because of the amenities they have.
That's crazy. What a testament to the product. What, and so most of them pay what, through like a automatic bank transfer or through credit card or all of the above? What do you typically see tenants using to pay?
Yeah, we allow multiple forms. So a tenant can, and what we see most of the time is a tenant will just connect a bank account and they'll verify that bank account through high level security check that we have. And they just set it up to be recurring. So they, if their rent's due on the 1st, they'll set it up for the 31st or the 1st, and it will just draft out of their account when it's scheduled to, and it won't go past the lease date. So that's how the majority of people do it. And if they want to do it through a bank transfer, it is completely free. There's zero transaction fees or monthly fees. If they wanted to pay with a credit card or debit card or even a, even maybe a Visa gift card or something like that, they could. They certainly could. And, but there's a small credit card transaction fee of about 2.5%, just to make that happen. And that's just something that Visa and MasterCard is not willing to give up.
Yeah, right. They're going to get that regardless.
Right.
Man, I love it. I think it's timely for me because we got a handful of folks. Most of our folks are set up on property management software through a property management company, but we have a handful that we still handle in-house that I'm going to have them up on Cozy by the end of the day, I think. Because it's such a no-brainer, man. Why in the world, if you're managing your own property, why in the world wouldn't you have tools out there that are free to use that make it easy for you and easy for your tenant?
Right, right.
I love it, man. So you've been at this for, it sounds like 11 years investing. Is there a deal that you've done in your landlording that stands out to you as like your best deal ever?
Oh, gosh. Well, my most recent one, I just love because it had been a dream of mine. But I recently bought a short-term rental property or a condo in Vail, Colorado. And the reason, my wife and I had been going there to skiing a lot. And, we loved it and we always dreamed of buying property there, but we never really saw the financial benefit of saying, well, let's just own a second property. I think that's, you know, for me being thrifty and trying to invest my money, I'm thinking, oh God, that would be horrible just to let that money sit. So let's just use it as a short-term rental too. And one of the perks, you know, when I was doing my research, one of the perks of finding a highly valued or highly sought after destination vacation area like Vail, is that if you can rent it, and this is true in the Valley, if you can rent it for 100 days or 100 nights out of the year, then it will traditionally pay for itself. Now, there's always exceptions. You can buy all kinds of luxury items, but you know, generally speaking, that's true. And so we sought after kind of the ugliest house on the block, and we went after, you know, location, 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 and we went after a property that needed renovating. So we got in there, we gutted it. Well, we didn't fully gut it, but we mostly gutted the kitchen and the bathroom, and got, you know, good, high quality products in there and amenities, and, are now renting it. So we had a whole season, whole winter season in Vail where it was pretty booked solid. And we hired a short-term property manager to kind of co-manage it with me. And he was doing just a fantastic job of getting people in, getting people out, cleaning the unit. And so we're almost at 90 days and we still have a full summer to rent it out if we want to. And the beauty is, you know, the reason why it's my best deal ever is that it's paying for itself and I get to use it the other 250 days a year.
Sure.
So I get a vacation home in Vail and I get somebody else to pay for it. I mean, that for me is just a win-win.
That's very cool. And you've already, I mean, you're not even halfway through the year and you're almost there. So you know you're going to make the numbers work. I'd say it's not easy because I own a vacation property down in Florida myself and we bought really well. And it's not easy to cash flow a vacation property. It's very difficult to find a good situation and cash flow. So the fact that you found so in a very hot area like Vail too, to be able to make that work, that's pretty awesome.
I found that with vacation properties, especially, it's very difficult to make a profit, unless you're willing to dedicate 100% of the year to it.
Right.
So, you know, for us, we like visiting there. So it's kind of, that's our payout in a sense. And then we'll make money obviously when we sell it. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult unless you're willing to dedicate 100% to it and VRBO it yourself or do Airbnb.
Yeah. And that's with, you know, property management on vacation rentals is totally different than property management on just like long-term rentals. And it's, we pay 20% plus all the other fees every time they go to change a light bulb. What's yours like in Vail?
Yeah, with all those fees included, it's close to 30. So, I mean, and that was the cheapest one we could find. So it's sometimes 40 or even 45 with some of the more luxurious property managers.
Maybe that needs to be Cozy's next product is vacation rental property management. Something to think about.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, Lucas, this has been awesome, man. This has been super educational and something I'm going to turn around and sign up on Cozy and get some of our properties in there because it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you're managing properties yourself, it's a free software. There's no decision there. You make it easy for yourself. You make it easy for your tenants. So I appreciate you coming on. I think it's been super helpful for me and probably a lot of our listeners as well.
Thank you, Ken. This was quite a pleasure.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Hey folks, this is Ken again. Hope you enjoyed our episode with Lucas Hall. You know, if you're listening to this episode and you are a landlord yourself, I don't know how in the world it doesn't make sense to sign up for Cozy. With free listings, rental applications, tenant screening, credit reports for your tenants, background checks for your tenants, online rent collection. I mean, basically everything you need as a landlord to screen and manage your tenants. And it's free, folks. I don't know if it gets any better than that. You know, Lucas was kind enough to set up a special link just for our podcast listeners. It's cozy.co/Ken, just K-E-N. Super simple, cozy.co/Ken. If you would, go online, sign up. It's free to sign up. It's free to use their tools. And if you're a landlord, I don't know how in the world it doesn't make sense to do this immediately. So if you would, jump online, cozy.co/Ken. Thanks.